and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, March 15th, 2021. Today in the news, what's the price of gold? That seems like a ridiculously easy question to answer, writes Jim Rickards at Zero Hedge. But the truth is, it depends upon if we're talking about paper gold or future contracts or the actual physical metal. The cost of owning bullion coins and bars is materially higher than the official, quote, prices that you see listed on the exchanges. That tells you that actual bullion is considered more scarce than paper bullion. Scarcity of physical bullion relative to paper and gold and silver contracts will emerge with a vengeance in a buying panic. The lesson for investors is clear. Get your physical gold and silver now while you can. By the way, Jim Rickards predicts gold will ultimately go to $15,000 an ounce. Well, the Feds meet again this week. The central bank is headed back to the 70s, a rerun that no one should want, reports National Review. Does the Fed's monetary policy threaten inflation? By conventional measures, yes, they write. But those conventional measures have failed in the past. It's hard not to see that the policy package of the late 60s and early 70s, deliberately running the economy hot in a vain attempt to raise employment permanently, a plan to let inflation run above target before doing anything about it. Does the Fed really have the tools to carefully guide inflation down to target? I'm doubtful. Well, for the same $6 trillion in expenditure, the government could have given every federal taxpayer a $41,870 check, reports FEE. Did you see anywhere near that much benefit? The COVID spending bills have all lost huge sums of money to unrelated carve-outs, political pet projects, corporate bailouts, fraud, waste, and worse. There's no such thing as a free lunch, and much to the chagrin of spend-happy politicians, Santa Claus is not real. Government spending doesn't create wealth. It only transfers wealth, generally destroying a lot of it in the process. Well, the lockdowns weren't worth it, reports Wall Street Journal. There's a reason no government has done a cost-benefit analysis. The policy would surely fail. I've looked at more than 100 regions and countries. None have seen exponential growth of the pandemic continue until herd immunity was reached, regardless of whether a government lockdown or other stringent measure was imposed. The coronavirus lockdowns constitute the most extensive attacks on individual freedom in the West since World War II. Yet not a single government has published a cost-benefit analysis to justify lockdown policy. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it now.